Father, we thank you again for your mercy and your grace. And we thank you, Lord God, that we can worship you in spirit and in truth because of the finished work of the cross of Calvary, that great work that the Lord Jesus Christ sacrificed himself for us, that we can be related to you again fully. And Father, I ask you tonight, as your Holy Spirit speaks to us through your word, that truly he will be the only one heard tonight, and we will all grow in this grace and this knowledge of our wonderful Savior. So Father, open our hearts, our ears tonight, that we might truly hear, and open our spiritual eyes to see the precious one as he is among us, because he's promised us where two or more of us are gathered together, he's right here in the midst of us. So it's in his precious name we ask you for this favor tonight, my Lord and my God. And please answer our prayer, and we thank you and praise you in Christ's name. And everybody said,
amen.
All right, we're in Galatians still. We're in the last chapter, and that would be chapter 6. That's right after 5. And we're going to pick up at 6, and we're hopefully going to get through 5 chapters. Five verses. Because we've already gone through 5 chapters, haven't we? All right. Okay. Go easy now. I'm old. Remember this. And I'm not going to read them all at once and then go back, okay? I'm going to do it a little bit different tonight. We will start in chapter 6, and can you still hear me?
Yeah.
I got this one guy, he's about 120, and if I don't have the volume, all this is over at Santa Rita, if I don't have the volume up and all the speakers on, he can't hear me. So, and I know there's nobody here like that. Right, Mikey? Let him who is taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches. Right? Let's start in the beginning. Kids, I told you to calm down because I was going to speak, and now you weren't listening to me. I said Galatians 6, verse 6 through the 10th, if I get there. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Then I said, I'm not going to read them all at once. I'm going to read one at a time. So this will be Galatians chapter 6, verse 6. And this is the New King James. The these and the thous and the those are gone. One more time. Let him who is taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches. Different variations of that word, teachers, deacons, but it all boils back to one particular person, and who might that be? Anybody know? Who? No. Where'd you get that? Let him who is taught the word, let him who is taught him or her, share in all good things with him who teaches. Okay, let's... Excuse me? Pastors. Very good. Thank you. Very good. All right? We're on the same page here. All right. And God meant exactly what he said. Now, I could spend the next, well, you've given me a lot of time. I can spend all the next time just on this particular verse if you would want me to, and I could back it up with probably 500 scriptures from the Old Testament to the New Testament. It might not say pastors, but it will say priests, Levites, blah, 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 right up into the New Testament where they're preachers. All right? And it's very specific. Very specific. If we're being taught the truth, which I believe that we are, now many, many churches are not preaching the truth. Do we know this? And a lot of these guys are flying around in Learjets. They got a mansion in Hawaii. They got a mansion in the Bronx. All over the place. Do you understand what I'm saying here? I'm not going to go much further with this. I'm laying this out. This is the way I read it throughout the whole scriptures, that those that God has called and those that are being taught by the man of God should be taken care of by the people of God. Amen? Is there any question there? Because if you do, throw it out here. Let him who is taught the word share. Now that word share is very, very different from what you would think it is into the Greek. And I try to do a lot of Greek when I can, especially with some words that have dual meanings and so on and so forth. But like somebody has said often, week after week, context, context, context. You leave it in context. Now the word share in this particular context, and you can check me out, I hope you do, actually it's a derivative from koinonia. The Greek word koinonia. Does anybody know what koinonia means? Pardon me? Part of it, yes. And fellowship, you do what? You give to one another. You share. Share, give. Yeah. Isn't that wonderful how you can take one little word and see the broader, true meaning in context? It's a beautiful way to study the scriptures. And I think everybody should have a good concordance and a good study Bible and prayer. You'd be surprised what you will learn if you study the Word as the Holy Spirit leads you and guides you, and as you leave it in context. And wherever you leave it in context, you're going to find someplace else in the Scriptures that will verify actually what you're reading. Okay? We're on the same page there? Somebody yell out, somebody close to me, Philippians 4:15. Now we're going to jump right to number 7, verse 7. Thank you, Pat. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. What kind of machine? A washing machine? You need a washing machine? Well, she has to speak. You can't speak for her. And then Romans 2:6, it says, God, who will render to each one according to his deeds. That goes right along with what I just read, didn't it? I mean, there are so many more I can go to. We could be here all night just looking up scripture. And on your own time, that's the way you should do it. But, you know, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. Romans 2:6. Again, who will render to each one according to his own deeds. Okay. Now let's leave pastor out of this. Or pastors, okay? Let's leave them out of here. I'm sorry. What's that? I'm sorry. I didn't hear that. Okay. No, but he's going to bless you. No, I shouldn't say that. He may. But he's going to give you a washing machine. Fine. If you need one, you'll get one. But we're having fun here. But we know what it means, I hope. I hope a few of you are knowing that Gary and I are talking with our tongues in our cheeks. Okay? So if there's confusion here. All right? Yes. Yeah. I can't say anything. He's going to help me out. I got to be nice to him. So, let's jump right to verse 8 and 9, okay? For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. So you got to be careful here. It's not saying that you're going to lose your salvation if Dana doesn't get the washing machine. Okay? You understand here? All right? Be very careful when you take scripture and take it out of context, because you can get hurt very, very seriously. We know Paul talked constantly about walking in the Spirit, not to fulfill the lust of the flesh. Is that right? We read that, what, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago? Who knows? After 2 weeks, forget it for me. So if we're truly, truly walking with the Lord the way we're supposed to be, and if we're truly seeking the fullness of the Holy Spirit in our lives, then when an opportunity arises, then we are to follow that leading of the Holy Spirit, regardless of who it is. Amen? Not for any thought of ourselves, not even taking the scripture and saying, boy, if I do that for them, I'm going to get this. No, we do that because that's what the Lord wants us to do. Now, everybody in this room, I'm not going to say everybody, the majority in this room, every year on their taxes, right, they put down all their donations, all their, right? I corrected myself. I didn't say everybody. I said it, then I brought it back. But I'm just saying, everybody does it, right? A day is coming that you're not going to be able to do that unless we're raptured. Okay? You're going to be upset? I hope not. Because we're not giving, we shouldn't be giving, to use it as a write-off, should we? You remember what? Sow to the flesh, you reap of the flesh. Amen? And there's many, many people, and I know, that if they weren't getting some of it back on their taxes, they wouldn't be giving. Okay? I'm not going to say anymore. Scripture speaks for itself. If we're sowing to the flesh, we will reap of the flesh. If we're sowing to the Spirit, we will reap of the Spirit's benefits. Amen? So, and if we're truly walking with the Lord, we're truly born again, that we know everything that we have is not ours. Amen? Physically we have it. But how did we get it? How did we get it? We got it from Him. He gives us all things that we need. That's His promise. He says you will always have everything you need while you're here. You were going to say something. Go ahead and say it.
Every breath we take.
Amen. Every breath we take. So, and if we're stingy, think how stingy he could be. Think about that. The next time you get that penny and you pinch it so hard, you don't want to get rid of it. Think about it. We have so much. And I'm not saying, well, look at the other countries. No, I'm saying, look at us, of how God has blessed each and everybody in this room. And just think about it. We have each other. Sorry, Karen, that's the way it goes. We got each other. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. Giving bountiful literally means with blessings. That's what the word means, with blessings. And when we give bountifully, blessings both for us and for those who give. That's what it means. Blessings. Now, will they be always material? You know, the greatest blessings I'm looking for is that blessedness when I know without a shadow of a doubt how much He loves me and guides me. I come this close to demolishing Arlene's car the other day. But God, in His mercy and His grace and His loving kindness, He kept me from it. It was close. I would have had to drive the blue car. A lot of you don't know what the blue car is. That's not a car. So anyway, God is so good to all of us. And we have to be good to one another and others than us. We're to take care of the household of faith first And that's scriptural. I'm not going to go to my neighbor and take care of my neighbor when I know somebody in the fellowship needs me more than my neighbor. Amen? We come first to one another, and then your neighbor. You take care of the household of faith. What did David say? That a man that doesn't take care of his own household is worse than an infidel? We are a household, aren't we? We're the fellowship of Calvary Chapel of Sarita. Amen? We are a family. We should be closer to one another than we are to our own kin. We should be closer to one another than we are to our own kin. You're going to get out early tonight. We're going to combine 9 and 10. And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith. And doing works is not being justified by, doing good is not seeking to be justified by works, but living as God has planned for those who have received His gracious salvation through faith. I know where I probably would be right now if it wasn't for the grace and mercy of God Himself. I can check my whole life all the way back to this very moment in my life. Numerous times I should have been dead. But He saw something. And it's by His grace and mercy. So, my whole life now, I'm not working for my salvation. I'm saved. No matter what happens to me, I'm saved. I know I'm going home. But until He takes me home, then I should be diligent listening to the Holy Spirit as people come in my life, as God brings people into my life where I can be a benefit, a help to that individual, no matter who it is. But it's all done through the Holy Spirit. I cannot work these things up. You may be able to work them up, but there is no benefit. Because if you're working them up for yourself, you're working in the flesh. You're not being led of the Spirit. You're being led of the flesh. Well, I should do some good deed today. No. We will do good deeds each and every day if we're listening to the Holy Spirit, being guided by Him as He works in our lives. Amen? So it's all a part of how we are walking in the Spirit, not in the flesh. Listening to the Spirit every moment. Now, is that possible? I think it is. Is it possible in my life? No, but I think it is. Because He wouldn't have kept stressing, walk in the Spirit, not according to fleshly desires and so on and so forth. And what is the main reason why I cannot really truly live for the Lord the way I want to? Can anybody tell me what the reason is in my life? It's not a trick question. What? Sin. Sin. That corruptible sin that is still in my life, and it will be there till the day He takes me home. Amen? There's nobody that can escape it. But yet we strive for the Holy Spirit to guide us. We strive to listen, but yet we still fall. But Jesus said, get back up. Confess it to me, even though I know what you did, but confess it, because I'm faithful. I am just. I will forgive you of your sin. And I will cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Day after day after day, the blood does not cease flowing for the born-again believer. Amen? It's a continuum. It never stops. His love never stops. No matter how vile I get sometimes and angry, His love is still the same. It doesn't change. It does not change. That love, that perfect love. And I strive so hard sometimes to be good, and then the Lord says, rest in me, trust in me, let me work this out in you, because you can't do it. You know you can't do it. You've been screwing up for 77 years. The first couple of years, I didn't know it. You don't know a lot when you're 1 and 2. But you continue on with that, no, 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 my way. But he says, no, rest in me. Let me work this out in you, because I will. I promised you that. And that's his promise to us. But we have to let him. Let the scriptures come alive in your hearts when you start getting anxious and a little unruly. Let the Holy Spirit bring to your mind these things that we read tonight or the things you read in your private devotions. That's walking in the Spirit. That's allowing the Holy Spirit to speak to you when you're listening as he wells up in you, his word. Because Jesus, the Father is talking to Jesus. Jesus is talking to the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is talking to us. And that's the way it goes. And he never stops talking to us. But you got to remember, there's somebody out here still trying to talk to us too. Brings thoughts back to us. Oh, I thought that thought was gone. He'll bring it back. But remember, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world and trying to get you back. He knows his time is short. Brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. We can see the finish line now. It's right there. It's there. I don't know, Mike and I say this a lot. I don't know how many involved, but on his channel, every week on a Thursday, they have a program, World News Briefing. If you don't have it, get it. You can get it on the internet. It's World News Briefing. It's on every Thursday. It's Don Stewart every week, and then they have, Don Stewart's not every week, but Barry Stagner, he's every week, and they have guests tonight. Tonight he had Don Stewart. But they keep us up to date. We get the true news there. We know what's going on in Israel. We know what's going on in Syria with Russia and all the others. We are close to leaving here. And we've got a lot of loved ones that are still walking in the flesh. Time is short. We don't want them to go through that tribulation. There's still hope when they get in it. But why should they have to go through it? So God gives you the opportunity. Share with them. We're close. We're close. So close. So do good through the power of the Holy Spirit working in us, guiding us, directing us, because he is the only hope for what lies ahead. Amen? Amen. That's right. Sanctification. But this is the only time I'm going to throw a butt in when it comes to that. Yeah. The perfect one that he is going to have is when I go like this and never open it again. Amen?